Right now, Joe Concha. Joe, media columnist at The Hill, at Joe Concha TV, C-O-N-C-H-A is where you can follow him. There's Amahita. Come on here, have a seat. Joe, how you doing?
Dr. Drew, thanks for having me.
My privilege. Amahita, you settle in. Just settle down. Settle in. It's all good. I know the traffic has been a problem. Hey, do me a favor, Joe, before we get into the Jeff Zucker, Donald Trump controversy, talk to me about how the media was sort of ended up with another black eye in terms of how they reported what was so supposedly a diss of the Polish president's wife.
Just despicable, Dr. Drew. I mean, it's only the way I could put it because it was so obvious if you watch the video of Donald Trump with the Polish president and the Polish first lady. The Polish first lady is approaching Trump and Melania Trump. And she did what I always do whenever I meet a couple for the first time. I shake the woman's hands first before I ever shake the man's. It's what you do.
Right.
So she walks by Trump just as Trump's starting to extend his hand, and she goes to Melania. And then 3 seconds later, shakes Donald Trump's hand. And instead, you have, say, CNN's Chris Soliza, who's their political editor-at-large, putting out a tweet with only 2 seconds of that video of the Polish first lady walking by Trump and shaking Melania's hand. And this is what an important reporter at CNN writes on his Twitter feed. Oh, my God, 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 in 140 characters.
Really?
I mean, and he doesn't even show the whole video, doesn't apologize for it, doesn't take the tweet down, and
right,
then
so
other people follow with it as well. I mean, this
fake news.
This is the type of stuff that gives the media a very bad name.
Yeah, as my friend Ryan Holiday says, then some blogger reports it as fact, and then the traditional media sends it out as fact, and then it's just fake, fake, fake.
Yeah, the allegation always goes a couple million times around the world before the exoneration comes.
Oh, right? The exoneration never comes and no one notices it. And
right.
then the other thing is just generally how they're reporting the demonstrations at the G20 I find rather problematic. The headlines were, you know, protesters clash with police as Donald Trump arrives. And I thought, oh, my God, there must be a Donald Trump protest, right? And you go in and I got a report from a guy in England. He said, no, those are anarchists. Trying to raise awareness about anti-capitalist movements. They're anarchist, strictly speaking, and that's what their campaign is for anarchism.
This again is a very easy thing, right? If you all you have to do is look at precedent, Drew, which is at a G7 or a G20, there are always massive protests. There are always these types of confrontations with police. This happened under Obama, Bush, Clinton. It doesn't matter.
No, it's the anarchists. Now, to be fair, though, didn't it changed a little bit? Wasn't there something there were some issues about climate, right? Those were specific protests, were they not?
Sure, they were, of course, but they weren't the majority of them. That wasn't leading the charge. But again, I hate to pick on CNN, but they just keep giving me, as a media reporter, the types of things to criticize them on. They have a reporter named Nick Robertson, and he had said that Angela Merkel chose Hamburg specifically as a city to have the G20 at because that would be a bad place for Donald Trump because apparently the sentiment towards him there is worse than most other German cities. The problem with that report is Merkel made the decision and announced the decision to have the G20 in Hamburg last year at this time when everybody in the world thought that Hillary Clinton would be president. So again, why are you even reporting
news.
Something like that?
Fake news. Let me say hi to my friend Anahita Sadagafar. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Drew. I missed you so much.
I know. Speaking of CNN, we used to go steady at HLN, and now look at this. It's been like a year since I've seen you.
Yes. No, not a year.
It's been a long time.
A couple months. Two months.
I think longer.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that later.
Yes.
We don't want to let Joe keep Joe on the line while we hash out our heritage. But Joe, you mentioned CNN, and of course, the next topic that I want to get into with you is this war that seems to be going on between Jeff Zucker and Donald Trump. And the two of them had a fairly productive relationship at one time, did they not?
Oh, yes. I mean, you're talking NBC, right? With Donald Trump and The Apprentice and Jeff Zucker as the president of NBC Universal and greenlighting that television show that made, as the president mentioned yesterday, a lot of money for that network. And then even during the primaries, Drew, if you remember, CNN used to ignore the 16 other GOP candidates and even Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders just to show an empty podium waiting for Donald Trump to walk up and give a speech. So they loved Trump during the primaries more than anybody. And then things really turned in a hurry, and Trump has not done an interview on CNN since August of 2016. And look, there's one Harvard study. I try not to just speculate and throw out accusations, but this Harvard study, and Harvard's hardly a bastion for conservative sentiment, showed that CNN covers the Trump administration at a 93% negativity clip. Right. And they keep touting themselves as impartial and objective. But if you watch the network for even a couple of minutes, you see that's clearly not the case. So Trump sees this. He attacks the network, calls it fake news. CNN doesn't know how to take it. They double down, get emotional, and start making mistakes with their reporting. And that's what we have here at this point. And I think, I hate to say there's winners and losers, but it appears that Trump's kind of winning right now because CNN keeps stepping on its own foot and proving his argument that they are the opposition party.
And yet, to be fair, they seem to be sort of embracing this idea that they are at war with the president. There was a giant picture of Jeff Zucker on the front page of the business section of the New York Times, I think yesterday.